This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 217. You've got to cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. They know how to help you win the right home at the right price. So download the Redfin app to get started today.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Marianne Williamson said, "Joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are." I want you to take a second to look around you right now. Whatever you're doing, you might be driving, working out, in bed, eating breakfast. Look around and notice a thing, a person, situation, a feeling that you are grateful for. Pick one thing, something simple, and don't overanalyze this, and just go with the first thing that comes to you. If you aren't able to connect to the feeling of gratitude because things are especially tough right now, then imagine someone precious to you whom you cherish. Maybe that's a grandparent, a child, or even a pet. Practicing gratitude is especially important if you feel separated from your sense of purpose when things are hard. Albert Schweitzer said, "At times our light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lightened the flame within us." Hold that object of your gratitude in your thoughts right now. Allow it to sink in. Notice all of its many details. What are the gifts it has given to you? Focus on these gifts, the sustenance, maybe a smile, love, laughter, beauty, and let your thoughts fade as you bring your attention to your heart. Now drop into your heart. In other words, open up the space to feel something. Notice the sensation in your chest. What does it feel like? Is it full? Is it heavy? Bright? Sometimes we forget to feel when we're so overwhelmed. Cradle the gifts in your heart. When we cannot connect with our gratitude, it's because we are stuck in our head and rush through this process expecting things to change. But gratitude is about feeling. It's an experience dealing with your heart, an emotional process, and our emotions are felt in our bodies, but sometimes we forget to notice this when we're thinking in our heads. The universe conspires to shower you with blessings, but the universe conspires more effectively with your heart, not with your mind. The power of intention and emotion is greater than fear. If energy is drawn to movement, then let yourself be moved. Feel the energy coming to you when you embrace the essence of gratitude. A welling up, a spilling over, a cup full of blessings. Each day we are alive is another day we can experience the wonder of life, the embrace of loved ones, the fulfillment of a dream. And John F. Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." When you say you want something and you step towards it, every barrier will confront you. As if you need to prove how badly you want it, you must overcome these challenges as sort of an initiation, a rite of passage. Many people stop there at this stage, not realizing that the breakthrough is in climbing the wall rather than reaching the goal. acknowledge the gift of these barriers. When great loss strikes, as it will happen to each of us, despite our grief, we can also revel in the beauty of what was given to us. Sometimes it's a loss that reminds us how truly important someone is and connects us to our gratitude. We give thanks for all the precious moments we had. You know, my father's life was nearly taken in a car accident over 10 years ago, and I know how special he was to me, and I was always grateful for him. But in that face of losing him, all those moments we had shared came rushing in to show me that nothing would ever compare to his love for me and my love for him. I only have one father, and to whatever extent I had taken him for granted, I never would again. Carl Jung said, "One looks back with appreciation to the brilliant teachers, but with gratitude to those who touched our human feelings. The curriculum is so much necessary raw material, but warmth is the vital element for the growing plant and for the soul of the child." This is what gratitude does. It brings us back to life and wakes us up when we are sleeping. It reminds us how lucky we are to have whatever it is we have: our breath, the sunshine, a water to drink, a cool breeze. It connects us to our past and future while anchoring us in the now. Gratitude is like magic, sweetening the strawberry, stretching out the last dollar for days, turning a dump into a palace. Gratitude can transform a curse into a blessing. It can heal a broken heart, make a poor man rich in the blink of an eye, turn resentment into grace, shift resistance to surrender. Gratitude is the key to joy. It turns what we have into being enough. This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 217. Please share this with your friends if you enjoyed this, and go back to the show notes at lewishouse.com/217. Share it with your friends, spread the message of gratitude, and I want you to let me know on the show notes at lewishouse.com/217 what you're most grateful for today in your life. What's the thing that fills you up the most? If you're having a hard day, if you're stressed out, if you're overwhelmed, if you don't feel like you're getting what you want out of life, take a moment and write down something you're grateful for in the comments below. I'd love to hear all the blessings that have been coming to you, even if you're facing extreme adversity right now. We always have something to be grateful for. Thank you guys so much. My name is Lewis Howes. This is 5 Minute Fridays. I'm sending you so much love. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.